Good morning. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Word of God for our meditation isn't just the two verses that were mentioned there. I'm looking at all the verses in Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 16 through verse 24. And what's amazing is when we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, is that the Holy Spirit used a heart like mine, or a heart like yours. And the Apostle Paul describes that situation before he talks about the fruits of the Spirit that were mentioned on the screen. It's what the Holy Spirit had to work with. And that is what is amazing. And we need to dwell on that daily, especially now as we go through this sermon series next 9 weeks. It's the Holy Spirit working in us. About the gift of the Father, Jesus, and Jesus who lived and died and rose again for you and for me. Galatians chapter 5. Paul wrote by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under law, for the acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Let us pray. Let the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts, O Lord, be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the chapel, welcome online, to this opportunity to grow and a knowledge of how much God loves us so much that he would use these sinful human beings that we are to glorify him today and as many days he gives us. I don't know how many of you have ever gone to a strawberry field to go strawberry picking. Any takers here? Lots of them. Imagine either being out in a strawberry field, but probably more common for some of you would be to be at the farmer's market. And you get that first strawberry, whether it's out in the field or at the farmer's market, and you bite into it. So what's the expression? Or let's take your favorite fruit right now. Go ahead, grab it. Grape or a blueberry, or what are you grabbing? What are you grabbing a hold of?
Me?
Yeah, strawberry, okay. Orange. Always don't get it on your suit, okay? Okay, you grab that, bite it. Isn't the expression one of delight? It's sweet. It's good. In these next 9 weeks, we're really talking about God's delight in you. As we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, God sees His Son's love in you. Whether we're talking about love or gentleness or kindness or patience or self-control. When we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, we're not talking about the human spirit. We're not talking about even the Spirit that lives in us through faith. Talking about the individual spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who was hovering on the waters in Genesis, the book of Genesis, at creation and being a part of creation with the Father and with the Son. The Holy Spirit who gave the words for prophets and kings like David and apostles and evangelists, so that when they wrote those words and it was all put in the scriptures, it's God's word that you read. It's the Holy Spirit that came upon Virgin Mary and conceived Jesus in the womb, just as we confessed in the song. It was the Holy Spirit, and this is where we get that picture of a dove that came upon Jesus at his baptism, like a dove. It's the Holy Spirit was there with the tongues of fire on the disciples at Pentecost. It's the Holy Spirit that came into your heart in baptism. And you can even imagine the place that your parents or you witnessed yourself as an adult, whether it was a font or was at the hospital. For me, it was a place called Brady Township, Michigan. And through parents and others, that word of God was used to develop your faith that you have today. So that you are able to produce fruits of the Spirit. There's a distinction that we want to make between fruits of the Spirit and gifts of the Spirit. There's about four places you'll find the gifts of the Spirit, whether it's Peter or Ephesians or Corinthians or Romans. And there are speaking gifts, there are serving gifts, leadership, teaching, all different gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. He doesn't give them all to every single person. But he gives you at least one gift. Well, if you get that thought process down about spiritual gifts, sometimes we carry that over to talk about fruits of the Spirit. And we say, well, Pastor, I got the fruits of the Spirit, but I just got love and kindness. I didn't get patience. Doesn't work that way. And you may even note which Sunday a certain fruit of the Spirit is going to be talked about because you have a difficulty with that fruit of the Spirit. Do that. Mark that down. So we're talking about all the fruits of the Spirit being all gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're ours. And you know what's amazing about the Holy Spirit? Maybe you thought of this as I was reading from Galatians chapter 5. It's what the Holy Spirit had to work with. I'm not talking about how you look or your personality or anything. I'm talking about your heart. Or a lack of a spiritual heart by nature. It's in that dead heart that the Holy Spirit works. We described some of those bad fruit in Galatians 5. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, and the like. The Apostle Paul didn't spare anything, did he? And he understood because he was working with his own heart by nature. We need the work of the Spirit. And by God's grace, the Holy Spirit works in your heart and will continue to work in your heart, the fruits of the Spirit. So this morning we look at this fruit called love. What's challenging is when we think of love, we're not always on the same wavelength. Sometimes we think about love and you think about it being a teenager, and you may be a teenager, and the person that you really care about, and you may even say you love, when they come into the room, your heart goes all pitter-patter. Oh, wow, they're in the room. That's not the type of love we're talking about. That's a feeling, maybe even sometimes lust. And even as we talk about the word love, we don't even start with us and our love. We want to emphasize God's love. God's love was the Father giving his Son, the Son taking on flesh and blood, perfect in all majesty and glory, and he comes on this earth to be one of us. And as Pastor Trapp mentioned from 1 Corinthians, as we look at the word love this morning, we're talking about a verb, action. He lived, he died, he rose again. Not just a feeling that Jesus had, not just an emotion, he had action. And we can't talk about the fruit of the Spirit, love, without thinking about Christ, without thinking about the Father who sent his Son, without thinking of the Holy Spirit who brings us that love of Jesus. It was read before from 1 John. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. The Greek has at least three different words for love. The first is that one that people often think about is from eros, emotional love, even erotic love. It's not a negative love, it's a different type of love. Different from phileo or philia, friendship love, from which you get the word Philadelphia, lover. Or finally, the word agape, sacrificial love, unconditional love. So when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, love, we're talking about agape love. Agape love that Jesus, first of all, shared. Paul said to the Romans, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How do we respond to God's love? John said we ought to lay down our life for our brothers. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, love one another. It's not new. It's as old as the Ten Commandments. What's new about the love that Jesus commands is that it's practiced in view of the cross of Christ. As God's people, that kind of love is the kind of love we want flowing through us. I want to be patient. I want to be kind. Because Christ has changed my heart through the work of the Holy Spirit. The world has never known the love that Jesus showed, except at the time of Jesus. Except when the world sees that love in you. And that's why that love is powerful. That even being born with a sinful heart, even born with a dead heart by nature, God works fruits of the Spirit in us. Rejoice. As we think about Jesus' love, it's so much different than the love that we experience, because we will run into people that are loving, but then they're unloving. And just when I had that person figured out, all of a sudden they're different. They're not loving at all. What about Jesus? He loves you and me. He does. He says so in the Word. You can believe it. Even when you don't want to believe it, you can believe it. Jesus loves you. Even as the children sing, because the Bible tells me so. I can be confident of His love. He doesn't exclude. He doesn't reject. Jesus accepts us. Follow that way of love in Christ. Be willing to sacrifice yourself for Jesus' sake. As God's people, that's the kind of love we want flowing through us. I want to be patient. I want to be kind. Every day, Jesus gave of Himself for us. Just think of how Jesus showed that love constantly throughout His ministry. Even took the children in His arms. He loved the mothers. And that life was created in the womb by Him. Every day, Jesus gave of Himself to others. And Jesus knows our dark heart. He knows the unkind words that we may speak. And when we humbly come to Him and repent, He reminds us that our sin was paid for at the cross through His blood. He even forgives the stupid things that we say, the sarcastic way that we may respond. A comedian once told about getting a flat tire. Someone stopped him to help. And looking at the tire, he asked the comedian, says, "Is your tire flat?" How do you think the comedian responded? Said, "No, my tire's not flat. I was driving along and the other three just inflated themselves." It's hard sometimes to love other people. And yet Jesus loved us in spite of what we say or do. And He calls us to love one another. As John wrote, "This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and truth. I don't know about you, but aren't you right about now saying, yeah, this love stuff is great. But you know what? It's hard to do it. In fact, sometimes maybe I'm looking at the wrong power source. What do I do? Sometimes it's because life is going so fast. In the culture that you and I live in, we're trying to get here, we're trying to get there, we're trying to do this, we're trying to do that right now. And we don't have time for people. And sometimes when we feel unloved, that's also what we are dealing with. A comedian, Dennis Miller, once said that he was frustrated with having to stop at all the red lights. He said, when you die, your funeral procession will drive right through the red light. And I'm helping out a funeral home right now, and so I'm in that coach doing that, just driving right through. Why are they in a hurry, trying to get you 6 foot under? Slow down. Breathe. Look at all the blessings that God is giving you. Even in the most difficult of times, God loves you. Come to God in prayer with a simple prayer. Help me. Help me to know you are with me. Help me to know that you are the one who has loved me so that in this difficult situation right now, I can love as you have loved. Sometimes the power source that we're using are, well, I'm using my power source, my power. And you're using your own power. We need God's power. We need to be fueled up. And that's why we come and worship. That's why we invite people to worship. That's why we open the Bible during the week. That's why we go to a Bible study. It's to look at God's power. God works through the word and sacrament. He strengthens us in an understanding of the love of God and what he has done for us. Strengthens us in what God commands through his Son and wants us to do in our life. Because through these fruits of the Spirit, people come to faith. Through the fruits of the Spirit, you and I have come to faith and been blessed in our faith. Whether we start with our parents or our grandparents or other individuals in our lives, they made an impression on us. And we make an impression on others. And hopefully to God's glory. May you and I continue to live the fruits of the Spirit as we love as Christ has loved us. And just know the possibility is very real that someone who doesn't know Jesus can be brought to Jesus through your love this week. And all God's people can say, amen. Let us pray. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sin and has cleansed every stain. Revive us again and fill our hearts with your love. And may our souls be rekindled with fire from above. Amen.